It's 3 o'clock and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Crystal Cossett with Anisha Hutchinson and Muzna Siddiqui. Our hot topic of the day is youth body image. Is it the media's fault or is it the parents' responsibility? Oftentimes, youth, particularly girls, are told by these images in magazines that you're not skinny enough or even worthy enough if you don't look as flawless as the model on the cover. We need more positive role models in our society. We can't have our younger generation growing up believing that Paris Hilton is who they should aspire to be. And now I hear about youth wanting to get plastic surgery? That is insane. That to me should be the last thing on their minds. A book was recently released called My Beautiful New Mummy, written by plastic surgeon Dr. Michael Sulzer. The book is to help children understand why their parents look different after receiving plastic surgery. In one part of the book, the mother tells her child that her new nose will be not different, my dear, prettier. If these are the types of messages we are sending our children, then no wonder they are growing up feeling pressure to fit into an unrealistic mold of perfection. What do you think, Anisha?
Well, the media displays body image everywhere. Health is beauty, and sex sells. If kids are going to watch TV or flip through magazines, then they are going to see these images. You can't shield them from advertisements that contain airbrushed people. There are a wide variety of ethnicities, ages, and body types in commercials these days. Models can't be having that much of a negative effect on kids if Stats Canada reports that 500,000 children were obese in 2004. These skinny images might motivate a healthy lifestyle for our growing obese population. The effect of body image on kids isn't going to go away if you change advertisements. There are several social problems, such as drug abuse, that exist without supporting advertisements. Peer pressure will always be there, as will cosmetic surgery. The real problem is that kids either feel they are being judged by how they look or are judging themselves. The only way to get rid of this is to be confident with who you are. It's up to parents to enforce confidence in children. Schools can also help by teaching children to separate themselves from the false images in the media. Let's hear from Muzna's take on this.
Well, Anisha, there's a difference between portraying a healthy image and portraying two extremes. On one side of the spectrum, you talk about unhealthy skinny models, and on the other side, you have obese children. Neither are really healthy. I do agree that it's the advertisements that are creating a culture that has become quite superficial. It has come to the point where advertisers put ideas in people's minds that they might not have been thinking. The other day, I was listening to an ad on a popular FM music radio station for a cosmetic surgery clinic. The ad indicated that the listeners had a great, supportive group of friends, but there was one thing that their friends couldn't get past: their nose. And then the ad continues to tell the listeners that they shouldn't worry because, essentially, they could fix it. After listening to this ad, let's just say I was quite concerned. Normally, print and TV ads allude to the fact that you're not perfect, but this ad was overtly telling the listeners that there is something wrong. Although I do agree with Anisha with the fact that it's up to the parents and schools to enforce confidence in young adults. However, it's a joint responsibility of all people to let companies know that the advertisements depicting such superficial images will not be tolerated. That's it from me now. Let's turn it back to Crystal.
Thanks, Muzna. That's all the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.